The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to improve your brain function this week, how to prevent Alzheimer's, dementia. We want to make sure we don't let our brains get worse as we get older. Don't let doctors tell you when you complain that your memory is getting worse, that, oh, that's just what happens as you get older. That is not true. Your memory can be better at 60 than it is at 50. You just have to work for it. Your memory can be better at 70 than it is at 60. You just have to activate your brain and strengthen it just like a muscle. You could go to the gym and you can exercise. You could do the treadmill. You could do weights and you could take classes. That's good for your cardiovascular system. That's good for your musculoskeletal system. And that's actually good for your brain function as well. But in addition to physical exercise, you have to do neurologic exercises. Just like the dentist wants you to brush your teeth and floss, I want you to do brain exercises so you strengthen your brain, improve your quality of life. You don't want to go down the road of taking one medication, then two medication, then three medication. You don't want to go down the road of using a cane and then a walker and then a wheelchair. Don't let your brain and body get worse and worse as you get older. But what you have to do is work on it now to prevent future problems. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. In regards to your brain function, what are the most important things to boost your brain power? The top three things are food, oxygen, and activation. Food, we've been going over a lot of that recently, so that you want to eat all the colors of the rainbow. Get all your fruits and vegetables, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. We want to eat all the colors of the rainbow every day. That's how you get all your nutrients. And you want to avoid the white foods, salt and sugar and bread and pasta and cakes and cookies and pastries and candy and soda and iced tea and lemonade and coffee and alcohol and muffins and croissants and cereals, rice and potatoes, all the white stuff. We want to avoid the white stuff. I want to increase all the colorful stuff. Just want to eat food from the earth. When you go to the supermarket, stay on the outside of the supermarket. Don't go on the inside. In the aisles where you have all the boxes and the cans and the bags, everything should be fresh. No preservatives, No chemicals, no artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners. We don't want food that can last forever. You want food that molds quickly. That's organic produce. That means it's real food. It's easier to digest. It's easier to absorb. You utilize the nutrients properly. They stay on the outside of the supermarket. Buy everything fresh. One ingredient foods directly from the earth. All the other stuff is inflammatory foods. That's going to aggravate your brain. We do not want inflammation. If you do have inflammation, the two best things to take for that are resveratrol, and turmeric. Resveratrol is found in Japanese knotweed. Turmeric has curcumin, anti-inflammatory properties, the spice. Those are very good for anti-inflammatory. Chamomile tea is good for inflammation. Rosemary, very good for inflammation. Garlic, ginger, vitamin D, the sunlight, omega-3s, those all reduce inflammation. All right, now getting back to the brain function. So we just covered food, oxygen, right? So oxygen is number two. Sometimes you could do really aggressive oxygen with hyperbaric oxygen chamber therapy. The hyperbaric oxygen chamber is 100% oxygen. They're even bringing it into some hospitals to help treat COVID. That's been going on more recently. It's always been used by professional athletes to speed up healing time. It's been used by people who got the bends for deep sea diving, people who were trying to increase their time for wound healing so that they can recover quicker. Wound healing, a lot of skin problems, the hyperbaric oxygen chamber helps with. But we definitely help it prevent Alzheimer's, prevent Parkinson's, help with stroke, help with autism. It helps with MS. It helps with headaches. It helps with dizziness. It, you know, the hyperbaric oxygen chamber does so many cool things. It was initially, you know, just approved for people with inner ear problems, pressure, dizziness, stuff like that. But then there were so many other benefits that were occurring. People got more energy. Their immune system got boosted. So everyone with Lyme disease started using it. So we have patients of all different types of diagnoses that love it. It just gets them better much quicker. It's not the only thing that will fix their brain, but it is something that we could help out with to increase their quality of life, to increase their time of recovery, to boost their brain power, to improve their immune system. That's the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. It's 100% oxygen. There's also increased pressure that makes the oxygen get into the cells quicker. It's been researched to actually increase mitochondrial function. So very good for people with fatigue, adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia, brain fog, memory stuff. So we really, really like the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And what we'll do for our listeners, for the first seven people that call, you can actually try out the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which is normally $175 for an entire hour. You can actually get it for only $21. All you have to do is call our phone number, 201-261-2150, or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to boost your brain power. The three most important things are food, oxygen, and activation. One way to improve your oxygen is the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We also have an oxygen concentrator. The average oxygen in the atmosphere that we breathe is about 21%. We have an oxygen concentrator that works like a filter, and it filters out the nitrogen and other stuff like that. So you get about 42% oxygen. So it's double the amount. The hyperbaric oxygen chamber is 100% oxygen, and you lay your whole body in there. So you lie down and the whole body's in there. The oxygen concentrator, you just sit in a chair and you wear this little mask, and you're breathing double the amount. So it's 42% oxygen. It basically takes it out of the room and concentrates it into the air circulating closest to your mouth. So that's an oxygen concentrator. Another thing that's super easy to do is work on your posture. So when your shoulders are rolled in and your head is going too forward and your chin is tucked down towards your chest, it makes it a lot harder to breathe. So you got to work on your posture and do exercises like shoulder rolls, where you roll your shoulders back and you look up and you squeeze those shoulder blades together. Especially if you're working at the computer a lot. So you got to do that very frequently. Actually, I call it the 20 rule. Every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds. You walk 20 feet. You look 20 feet. Do 20 seconds of the shoulder rolls. And then you go sit back down. So it doesn't take a lot of time, but you got to do it more frequently. It makes your brain function better. Get your body to function better. Improves your posture. Improves your oxygen. You know, and not only is it good for your brain and body, but you don't want to look all hunched over, right? You don't want to become one of these, you know, old people hunched over. You want to be upright. You want to be energetic. You want to look strong. You want to breathe well. So you really got to work on your posture. You know, start looking up more. Start bringing those shoulders back more. Really think about it. Focus on it. And eventually you'll start doing it automatically. All right. So that is for your posture. That's going to help with oxygen. Now, not only up top, we can help with oxygen, but down below. And what I mean by that is the diaphragm. So when you do breathing exercises, you really want to focus on your diaphragm. When you inhale, push your diaphragm down and out. Make your belly look like a pregnant woman. That's how you push your diaphragm down and out. Really push your belly down, out, push it really. That's on the exhale there. Okay. So when you do that, that's going to get the most oxygen in. Okay. So on the inhale, the belly goes down and out. On the exhale, everything comes in. On the inhale, push the belly down and out, push the diaphragm down. On the inhale, and on the exhale, suck the belly in, squeeze that carbon dioxide out. Now, the best ratio to breathe is where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. That's been proven through the neuroscience to affect your nervous system the best way, so it's the most relaxed breathing. You get the most oxygen, you get rid of the most carbon dioxide. That is the key to maximizing oxygen intake. So when you inhale for that 4 seconds, you're pushing your belly down and out like a pregnant woman. Then you're going to hold that for 7 seconds. And then when you exhale, everything's going to come in, up, diaphragm's going to come up, belly's going to come up, the air is going to be pushed out of your lungs, out through your mouth, push everything out, every last breath. That is how you get rid of all the carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is going to create an acidic environment. And we do not want an acidic environment. That's where all disease lives. That's where cancer lives, in an acidic environment. It's where heart disease lives, where diabetes lives, liver disease, kidney disease, Alzheimer's disease. That all comes from an acidic environment. And you could do really good just by doing a good exhalation for that 8 seconds. Get rid of all that carbon dioxide. It works very well. All right, that's for maximizing your oxygen intake. Got it? You could do it. It's not that hard. Right? So there's a lot of options. Hyperbaric oxygen chamber, oxygen concentrator, working on your posture, doing breathing exercises, working on diaphragmatic breathing. You can also get plants. If you get plants, the best ones to produce the most oxygen are snake plants, spider plants, money plants, aloe vera plants. Those are big oxygen producing. They purify your air. Keep them together too. They like to be social. Take care of them. Even talk to them. Everyone thinks plants don't have feelings. Plants have feelings. You know, so we got to take care of our plants. We got to take care of the animals. Take care of the insects. Try and teach my children that, you know, every species on this planet is precious. You know, don't abuse plants because you don't think they have a brain or something like that. Trust me, they feel it. And they feel emotions too. And they need the same things we do. Same exact things. They need to breathe. They need to get some good sunlight. They need good water. They need good nutrition. And they need love. That's it. It's not that complicated. Don't complicate your health. Keep it simple. Keep your body active. Eat healthy. Sleep. Get your sunlight. Drink your water. Be around positive people. It's all you got to do. It's not complicated. People overthink too much. We got to relax your brain. How do you relax the brain? A lot of different ways. You do it through mindfulness. That's where you only think of one thing at a time. You know, when you're at the gym, you're just focused on the gym. You're focused, oh, these are my muscles contracting. Is my heart beating? I'm sweating out the toxins. I'm breathing that oxygen. Getting my bones stronger. Get my brain power. You don't want to be on your cell phone texting. You don't want to be talking to your friends, socializing at the gym. You don't want to be watching the news while you're on the treadmill. You got to be in gym mode. Only gym mode. Focus on everything. Maximize your potential. Be uncomfortable at the gym. The gym doesn't work if you're comfortable. You got to be uncomfortable. You got to start sweating. You got to make your heart start beating. When you're doing weightlifting, you got to struggle with it. It's got to be difficult for you. You know, you need proper training if you don't know what you're doing, but it won't work if everything's too easy. Same thing with your brain. You have to challenge your brain. Don't make it too easy. You got to do new things. Don't just do the crossword puzzle every day. That's too easy. You know, you do the crossword puzzle on Monday and Sudoku on Tuesday and the word jumble on Wednesday and then do a complicated maze on Thursday and then play cards with your friends on Friday and then play Monopoly with your family on Saturday and then play chess with your kid on Sunday. Like, keep playing different types of games where you have to think differently. Even better is do things where you have to move your body. Take a dance lesson where you got to move your body, but then you got to memorize the steps. Learn how to play a musical instrument. You know, learn how to play the drums. That way you're moving your arms, you're moving your legs. Do the piano, you're moving your fingers and your toes. And, you know, you want to do stuff where you're moving your body. That's the best type of brain exercise. Now, in regards to oxygen, we can get the plants, right? But we also keep those windows open, you know, at nighttime. You know, don't close the window and put on your air conditioner. You know, try and open up the window and get some fresh air. The fresh air is key. And the trees have all the oxygen. So if you have a lot of trees in your backyard, that's perfect. Open up those windows. If you're in the city, that's a little different story. Maybe you do want to close the windows. Maybe you do want to use an air purifier. There's a lot of pollution in the city. So we got to be careful. There's air pollution. There's water pollution. There's electromagnetic frequency type of pollution. There's stress. So the city's not the most, you know, healthy place to live. You know, it's the best city in the world. And I love New York, and I love the culture and the diversity and all the activities and all the different people. And there's a new activity on every single street, and you never know what you're getting, and every neighborhood's different, and there's so much to explore, and you'll never run out of stuff to do. I love New York, but for your health, maybe not the best place. Sometimes you got to move out if you have to. You know, I moved out. I used to live in the city, but now I live 20 minutes from the city. And it's just, I live, my backyard has all these trees. I have a creek. I'm in nature. And then I have, whenever I want to go to a show, I want to go to the, you know, go out to have a nice dinner, go to some museum, go to a nice park, go to entertainment concerts. And, you know, there's a million stuff to do in the city. At the same time, you don't necessarily want to be near all these 5G towers and all this Wi-Fi and all these, you know, dirt and garbage and dust and mold. And, you know, there's a lot of toxins in there. So definitely need to kind of clean up the city a little bit better, and not just from the dirt and the garbage, but even the electromagnetic frequencies and radiation. There's too much. We got to control it a little bit better. You know, we don't control the food either. You know, in our country, they allow a lot of foods that are banned in other countries, even food dyes, certain preservatives, a lot of the sprays, herbicides, pesticides that they put in all the fruits and vegetables. There's a product called Roundup. They use it on the grass. You can literally just buy it at Home Depot, but it's everywhere. You know, they spray it on all the food and stuff, and it's been proven to cause cancer. You know, people are literally losing lawsuits from Monsanto and Bayer. That's the company that sells this. Because it causes cancer, yet they're still allowed to put it on all the foods that we eat. So that's why it's better to buy organic for your health, so you don't have all the chemicals, especially Roundup. Glyphosate is the main ingredient. It's very toxic chemicals there. So we really want to avoid these conventional foods that are sprayed. You know, they might look nice and not, you know, beat up and have all these spots, and they don't mold right away, and, you know, they look nice and big and bright colors, but that might not be real. So you want real food. You don't want genetically modified foods. Our bodies aren't old enough to evolve to be able to digest those yet. It takes thousands and thousands of years for the digestive system to get accustomed to digesting these new foods. So it's very important to take control of your health, take control of your brain, and the three most important things are your oxygen, your food, and your brain activation. We're going to go over brain activation when we come back from the break. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. Thank you for listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We'll be right back.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Senior Associate, Mergers and Acquisitions in New York, New York, sought by law firm to advise and represent public and private companies with respect to antitrust aspects of domestic and international corporate transactions, joint ventures, and co-investment transactions. Manage multiple deal teams, including junior associates and attorneys and clients throughout antitrust investigations and merger control reviews. Must possess a JD or LLM, foreign degree equivalent, okay. Must display excellent academic record as demonstrated by cum laude, magna cum laude, distinction, scholar, BGPA, and or law review or journal experience. Must be admitted to the New York State Bar. Must possess 4 years of experience in the job offered or as a law clerk or associate practicing corporate slash mergers and acquisitions. Experience must include 3 years of providing antitrust advice to clients regarding significant 500 million plus transactions and regulatory investigations regarding potential antitrust infringements. Salary is $415,000 per year. Email resume and transcript to Paul Weiss, Rifkind, Wharton & Garrison, LLP at lateralhiring@paulweiss.com with subject line Corp 007. No legal search firms. Again, email resume and transcript to Paul Weiss, Rifkind, Wharton & Garrison, LLP at lateralhiring@paulweiss.com with subject line Corp 007.
Car payments. Credit card payments, home loans. Man, that's a lot of debt for you to carry. Let us help you get caught up when you enter the $18,000 Get Caught Up Sweepstakes. The grand prize winner gets up to $10,000 in debt relief. Three first prize winners will get up to $1,000 in debt relief. And 10 second prize winners will get $500 in debt relief. That's $18,000 total. And that could be you.
Go to am970theanswer.com to enter. That's am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
And welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about how to improve memory, how to improve focus. The three most important things are food, oxygen, and activation. With activation, we got to challenge the brain. We got to do new things, novelty. That is the key for your brain. Everyone's always jealous of children and how they learn so easily and how their brains function at such a higher level and their memory is amazing. It's because they're always doing new things. Everything is new to them because they're always trying stuff that they've never tried before. Well, adults have to try stuff they've never tried before. Don't do stuff you're comfortable with. Do stuff you can't do. That is going to make your brain work. So try stuff that you've never done before. I don't care if it's brushing your teeth with your left hand. That's easy enough to do. Anybody could do that. So you got to switch hands, or eating with your non-dominant hand. Take a new route to work. Don't use all the technology. There's something called digital dementia. And that means everyone keeps using all the technology and their brains are getting weaker. You remember when you used to have being a conversation with your friend and you're trying to think of the movie star's name and you're like, oh, what's that actor's name? And you're trying to go through it. And my dad would always go through the alphabet, A, B, C, trying to trigger that letter and say, oh, you know, it's D, Denzel Washington, or whatever it is. You know, you got to try and think of that. But now what people do is they just Google it right away. And when you Google it right away, your brain becomes weaker. So the phones, although convenient, actually make our brains weaker. The GPS makes your brain weaker. Instead of taking out the map, drawing out what street, memorizing the directions, you just put in the GPS and the GPS tells you where to go. That's scary. Your brain's going to get weaker. You know, now you have spell check. You don't have to spell. You don't have to remember how to spell words, because the computer fixes it for you. Challenge yourself. I remember growing up, my mom would take the checkbook. She would write a check and she would literally subtract it, balance it out. She was using her brain. We don't have to do that anymore. Everything's in the application on your phone. Everything balances out for you. And with AI, it's going to get even worse. AI is artificial intelligence. And you could have this artificial intelligence to say, you could be in college and say, okay, write me a 500-word essay on the Civil War. And it'll write it for you. So we're going to have these kids graduating high school, college, and taking advantage of AI, ChatGPT, and they're not going to be able to come in the real world because they don't have the real knowledge, because they're using the computer. They're not using their own brain. Right? What if your pilot of your flight you're on kind of used AI to pass through flight school? That's pretty scary. And this is the first year. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So we have to be careful of all the technology. We have to be careful of AI. We have to be careful of ChatGPT. We have to be careful of 5G. You know, they're going to have all these microchips. And, you know, we have to be careful with the Wi-Fi and the GPS and the location devices and the earbuds and the Bluetooth. All these smart devices, we have to be careful. We don't know the consequences yet. But if you want to bring down your brain inflammation, part of it is unplugging. You want to live a long, healthy life? Got to unplug. Got to go outside. Got to go out in the real world. You got to meet real people. Now they're going to have robots and they're going to have virtual reality. So it's less and less socialization, less and less people. They're getting you used to being at home alone. The worst thing for the brain is isolation. When we were talking about oxygen, I was telling you plants don't want to be isolated. Well, humans do not want to be isolated. The worst punishment to mankind is solitary confinement. People would literally rather sleep next to murderers than to be alone in solitary confinement. And what do they do with COVID? They put everyone in isolation. Kids, stay home from school. Adults, don't go to work. Don't go to church. Don't go to the gym. Don't go to out to restaurants, don't go and socialize. Stay at home and isolate. Well, now we have a country full of people with anxiety, depression. They're abusing drugs and alcohol. We do not want this mental health epidemic. There's more suicides than ever. There's more alcohol and drug abuse than ever. The number one killer is fentanyl for 18 to 50-year-olds. It is scary, the opioid addiction. Opioids, people get a lot of painkillers for that. Oh, I got a headache, or I have some shoulder pain. And once their problems are gone, they become addicted to the medication. The opioids, it's like heroin. All right? So I'm the type of doctor that not writes the prescription, but I'm the type of doctor that tells you how to fix yourself. So I always tell patients, don't call my office if you just want a sleeping pill. That's not what I do. Sleeping pills are very dangerous. But come to my office if you want to figure out why you're not sleeping. Are your circadian rhythms off? Your cortisol levels too high? Do you have too much electronics at night? Do you have too much food at night? Is your vagus nerve not working properly? Do you have too much of the sympathetic nervous system? Are you in that fight or flight mode rather than the calm, resting, relaxed rest and digest? So we got to get to the root cause. And depending on what the root cause is, then we fix that. We have lots of patients where we just have to give them hostage tape, and that fixes their sleep. It's very easy. But we got to figure out, we got to do the evaluation first to figure out where the problem is. Same thing with headaches. You got to get to the root cause. Is it a sinus headache? Is it a migraine headache? Is it a tension headache or a stress headache or a cluster headache? Each of those different types of headaches requires a different type of treatment. So I'm not the doctor that's going to write the prescription for a headache pill or give you Botox or anything like that, but I'm going to do my thorough evaluation and figure out where the headaches are coming from. Same thing with dizziness. You can have POTS, or you can have vertigo, or you can have these crystals in your ear, or you can have problems with pressure. You can have an ear infection. You can have a brain problem. Could be problems with your eyes, could be from a concussion. So we have to figure out where's the dizziness coming from. Then we could give the appropriate treatment. If it's the dizziness that comes from the crystals in the inner ear, that's a quick, easy fix. You fix that in just a minute. We just come to the office, figure that out. I literally fix it right on the spot. That's a piece of cake. That's the best one. That's about 25% of my dizziness vertigo patients are what's called BPPV, where they just have these crystals in their ear, and we just move the crystals and get rid of the dizziness. But it all comes from the evaluation, you know? We got to see, hey, if your balance is off, what's going on? Do you have Parkinson's disease? Do you have multiple sclerosis? Do you have a stroke? Do you have a cerebellar problem, a proprioceptive problem? We have to do a full evaluation. What about your mood disorders, anxiety, depression? What if you have memory or focus? There's an evaluation called the QEEG brain mapping that is great at diagnosing all your brain problems. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to do. All you have to do is wear this cap that's got these electrodes that are attached to it. There's no radiation. There's no contrast fluid. There's no risk. You don't have to sit in some small tube. It's a very quick, easy test. It's called a QEEG brain mapping. It's non-invasive, but it maps out all the different areas of your brain. It tells us, hey, do you have sleeping problems? Do you have memory problems, focus problems, anger? Do you have aggression? Do you have ADD, OCD? Do you have trouble with balance and ringing in the ears? And do you have issues with vision? And do you have problems with anxiety or depression? Do you have difficulty shifting tasks? Do you have troubles with punctuality or motivation? It maps up every area of the brain. It's non-invasive. It's normally $500. But we're going to do a special for the first 7 people that call or email. You can get the entire QEEG brain mapping for only $21. All you have to do is call 201-261-2150. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. We're going to be talking about other ways to evaluate the brain when we come back for the break. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We'll see you in a minute.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. So what's the best way to get brain activation? We said it's to do new things, novelty. You got to challenge yourself. Try some even little brain tricks at home. One of the good tricks is to draw clockwise circles with your left leg, big clockwise circles with your left leg, and then draw the number 6 with your left hand at the same time, making sure that your left leg doesn't reverse order and start going counterclockwise. So you got to go clockwise with the foot and the number 6 with the hand. That's going to challenge your brain. It's a difficult exercise, but it really helps. Or you could do what's called the cross crawl exercise. That's where you kind of do like a little marching in place. You lift your legs up really high. And what you do is you tap your left leg with your right hand. And then you tap your right leg with your left hand. And you just go back and forth, tapping the opposite leg with the hand. As you tap the opposite leg, you're going to come up with a mental exercise, listing some sort of category. You know, make things a little bit harder. When somebody tells you their phone number, try and memorize the phone number. Don't just put it in your cell phone and just put their name in there, but actually try and memorize it. And then the next time you see them, you'd be like, oh, I know your phone number. It's, you know, 212-555-7644. And then they'll be like, oh my God, how did you do that? It's because you took special effort to memorize their phone number. When you go shopping, memorize your grocery list. Don't keep looking at the list. You have to purposely challenge yourself. You know, start reading a little bit more. I don't care if it's just 1 or 2 pages a day, but start reading more. Learn a new vocabulary word every day. Learn one word in a different language every day. You know, start to challenge yourself. Do things that you normally wouldn't do. You know, if you normally hire a handyman, try and put up the shelf yourself. You know, if you normally order food out, try and cook your own meal. Look at the ingredients, balance it out, to get the healthy food. Challenge yourself. If you normally, you know, go to the seamstress, start to sew your own clothes. You know, start to do things on your own just to challenge yourself. You know, plant your own garden. You know, start to really learn new things. And it doesn't have to be learn a new instrument, learn a new language, learn a new dance move. It can be something super, super simple. But, you know, it's just the good news with the technology is you can learn stuff. stuff on your own without hiring people. You can learn on YouTube and on Google. If you want to learn how to put up that shelf, you don't have to hire, you know, a handyman to show you how to do it. You could just go on a YouTube video and they'll take you step by step. You can learn how to change a tire on your own instead of just calling AAA. And, you know, it's good to know good stuff like that because you might need it. Learn how to filter water. Learn how to make a fire. You know, learn how to unclog a pipe. So learn little things that also will be beneficial to you in the real world. Okay? But you got to challenge your brain. Your brain's like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. Okay? And there are lots of brain exercises that you can do. I'm actually going to cover a whole bunch of brain exercises in a seminar I'm giving at the end of the month. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and it's going to be in River Edge, New Jersey on June 28th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's part of my seminar series, and this seminar is going to be about how to do brain exercises at home to boost your brain power. That's on June 28th in River Edge, New Jersey. If you can't make it to River Edge, New Jersey on that Wednesday, June 28th, you can do it over Zoom. So a lot of people do it over Zoom. You can go in the chat and ask questions over Zoom as well. And if you can't make it over Zoom, you can also get a recording of the seminar as well. So anyone who attends the seminar, anyone goes over Zoom can get the recording. And if you can't make it on that June 28th at 6:30, you can get the recording and you can just save it to your computer as well. Now, but the good news is if you do come in person, that's going to come with a free massage, free laser therapy. There's going to be free food, nice healthy drinks and snacks and giveaways, and you get my free book. So there'll be a lot of good stuff that you're going to get if you come live to the seminar. But if you can't, you can do it over Zoom or get the recording. It's normally $100, but for the first 7 people that call, you can get the entire seminar series for only $49. And if you buy it now, we're going to throw in the next seminar series, which is in July, the last Wednesday in July, which is the summary of all the previous ones. So it'll be the 7th one, which is a summary of the previous 6. The previous 6 include memory, focus, depression, anxiety, sleep, oxygen, inflammation, nutrition, brain exercises, puts it all together in one seminar. That's the one in July. But if you get the one for June, we're going to throw in the July one, which is normally $100 for free. And then again, that comes with everything, the free massage, the free laser, the free food, all that stuff. All you have to be is one of the first 7 people that call 201-261-2150, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. The other thing I suggest to do is called a VNG, video nystagmography. That is a brain test where you wear these infrared goggles and you follow this red dot, and it goes fast and it goes slow and it goes up and down and left and right and it goes dark and light and all these different things that can measure all the different areas of the brain. And most importantly, tells us if there's an imbalance of left to right. So a lot of people who have brain fog, they can't focus, they can't think, they feel disconnected from their body. They have these imbalances of left and right. That's the typical ADD, ADHD, even autism, dyslexia, Tourette's, Asperger's. All these developmental delays come from imbalances of the left and right brain. The VNG is a non-invasive test with no radiation that tells us how the left part of the brain is working versus how the right part. The left eye versus the right eye, the left frontal versus the left frontal, the right cerebellum versus the left cerebellum. It splits everything up in all the different areas of the nervous system and the brain and the right and the left, and tells us which side is weak or which side's overactive. This test is normally $500, but if you're one of the first seven people, you can get the VNG for only $21. All you have to do is be one of the first seven people that call 201-261-2150. And you can do everything if you want. You can do the QEEG brain mapping for $21. You could do the VNG for $21. You could do the seminar series for only $49. And the last thing we're offering today is a one-on-one with me, where I go over your blood work, we go over your reflexes, I listen to your heart, your lungs, your stomach, your balance, your memory, your eyes, your ears, your muscles, your posture. That takes about 45 minutes. That's normally $500, but if you're one of the first seven people that comes, you can also get that for only $21. All you have to do is call 201-261-2150, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You can also buy my book, Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. You can go on Amazon and just look under my name, Dr. Eric Kaplan, and the book title is Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. I also have another book called Concussion Discussions. You can get that online. Go to concussiondiscussions.com. So I treat a lot of patients with TBI, traumatic brain injury, concussions, hit their head. So if we want to read about that, check out that book as well. And then we're also on social media. You can go on Facebook, Kaplan Brain and Body. You can go on our Instagram page, @KaplanBrainandBody. We have a YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body. We have TikTok, Kaplan Brain and Body. I also write for the PASCAC Press in Bergen County, New Jersey, and the Northern Valley Press. If you don't live there and you want to read my weekly health column, you could register online. Just Google the PASCAC Press newspaper in Bergen County, New Jersey. So I hope everyone learned a lot today. We look forward to seeing you for your evaluations. Like I said, there's three different evaluations. There's the VNG that you can get for 21, the QEEG brain mapping that you can get for 21, the one-on-one with me that you can get for $21, and then sign up for the seminar series for $49. You can do all four. You just got to be one of the first seven people. Say you listen to my radio show, and you're going to call 201-261-2150. If you don't like to call, you can even text our cell phone, which is 646-221-6738. So if you want to text or use our cell phone, it's 646-221-6738. Or you can email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. For more information about my offices where we help people with neurologic conditions, we have offices in New Jersey and Bergen County, as well as New York City. All you have to do is go on our website, kaplandc.com. That's kaplandc.com, and you can get all the information there. Hope you learned a lot, and we'll see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.